Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I've made it clear that I believe America is at an inflection point. One of those rare moments in history when the decisions we make now will determine our fate of our nation and the world for decades to come. America's going to have to choose between moving forward or backward, between hope and hate, between unity and division. We have to decide, do we still believe in honesty, decency, respect, freedom, justice, and democracy.
I'll be honest. If the goal of this speech last night was to put on my face the look that I see on Joe Biden's face half the time, then it succeeded because I was so befuddled. I don't understand what this speech was. It's only 11 minutes, so that's good. It wasn't that long. It was labeled as a press conference when I was watching it. This was not a press conference. This was a speech from the Oval Office. But I don't get what it was. Like, what I expected, what I had thought the speech was going to be is, listen, folks, I believe that I'm the best person to be president, but other people have persuaded me that my self-assessment is inaccurate. And in an effort to finish out my presidency with the faculties that I have, I'm going to drop out of the race. And I think this is the best thing for the country. And this avoids people having all the questions about my mental health that clearly you all are very concerned about. I don't share those same concerns, but I'm also willing to listen to the opinion of others. And so I'm going to continue to be president. And here's particularly why I think I'm capable of being president, but really shouldn't be running the race. It's very challenging to run for reelection. It's stressful. And I want to make sure that I finish the job I have agreed to instead of making that job not go so well because I'm also trying to seek that job again and do a poor job of both and then lose the election and nobody's better off. I don't know. I expected something like that. Or, you know what? I thought I was doing great and I watched the debate and I watched my interviews and I realized, you know what? I have lost a step or two and I hadn't seen it. And you know what could have come of this speech last night? I mean, I know sometimes in retrospect, I come back with the, man, you could have done it this way. And why didn't they? But you know what it could have been? Man, it could have been the kind of speech where 81-year-old President Joe Biden speaks to seniors and says, none of us like to admit that we're not doing great. But it's going to happen to all of us at some point. I was in denial, too. And I found out that, you know what, actually, I was avoiding the evidence and I probably shouldn't be running for re-election. You know, I think I'm good now and I'm good for a year, but in 2 or 3 years, I probably won't be up to the task and I want to avoid that problem now. And so for all of you who have been avoiding thinking about where you really are, whether it comes to driving or your finances or, you know, like it really could have been a humble teaching moment for the country where he could have acknowledged that he's not as mentally capable as he has been. This is something that everybody struggles with. This is something that nobody wants to admit, that everybody is in denial about. And then family members are left to kind of pick up the pieces and adapt to the brand new circumstance they find when, like, I don't know, from our case, you know, my grandmother had a car crash and then she was in the, you know, in the hospital and then she was in, skilled nursing care and then back in assisted living. And like all of a sudden, you know, grandma can't take care of herself anymore. It could have been that kind of a speech. It wasn't. Okay. Instead, my best interpretation is that this was a speech in which he wanted to be sure everybody knew that Donald Trump was going to destroy the country if he got elected.
Between moving forward or backward, between hope and hate, between unity and division.
Which is a weird thing to say, given that you're trying to convince us that half the country is stupid for voting for somebody else besides Kamala Harris, and that, you know, the unity is the unity as long as you agree with me. You know what I mean? And he said sometimes the right words.
In this moment, We can see those we disagree with not as enemies, but as fellow Americans. Can we do that?
But you keep talking about your political opponents as if they are an existential threat to the country's basic fabric, as you've said many other times as well.
The sacred cause of this country is larger than any one of us. And those of us who cherish that cause cherish it so much. A cause of American democracy itself must unite to protect it.
From what? I mean, are you talking about national unity to protect it from Russia and China and Iran and North Korea? Or are you talking about Democrat Party unity rally around Kamala Harris to protect the threat that comes from the Republicans nominating President Trump and J.D. Vance? Like, which one is it? Because when you don't specify and you talk in terms like threat to the country, end of the democracy, which created and continue to create the idea that Republicans are so dangerous that maybe somebody wants to take matters into their own hand to solve the threat a different way. You know, the rhetoric is still pretty strong here. Is that what you mean? Well, he doesn't come out and say that, but I read him as hinting at all that. 437-1620, if you watched the speech, what did you think? John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. One accident to let you know about. It's Old Palafox and East Oakville Road. The road is clear, but we're still seeing delays there. Also, I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to get that next vehicle or aren't even sure if you need to get that next vehicle, go to Frontier Motors and look around. You know, one of the things that keeps you from taking action is like a lack of information. You feel like it's kind of a daunting task to even get it. Well, hey, you know, you're not sure you need to get a car. Go to Frontier and see what they've got. See what the price ranges are. See what's available. Maybe what you find is, no, I can put up with what I got for a while. Maybe you're like, you discover, oh, man, time to move. Time to get something. And I don't know what your reaction will be. But just go look around. Drive a few cars. Why not? You know, make it a date. I don't know. Make it something fun. You go with your sweetie and you're just going to go for a couple of hours and drive some cars. I don't know. Or an hour. You know, whatever you want to do. But just check it out and see. Might be time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to Joe Biden last night in this 11-minute semi-cryptic, here's my legacy, don't forget about me when I'm gone speech / rally around unspecified rally points in order to save the country from the basic threats to democracy that are currently jeopardizing our future.
You know, in recent weeks, it's become clear to me that I need to unite my party in this critical endeavor. I believe my record as president, my leadership in the world, my vision for America's future, all merited a second term. But nothing, nothing can come in the way of saving our democracy. That includes personal ambition. So I've decided the best way forward is to pass the torch to a new generation. That's the best way to unite our nation.
Okay, so it really is about the Republicans. Because he says the best way to save our democracy is for me not to run for re-election. The best way to protect this country from the threat from the Republicans is to pass the torch to a younger generation. That's what he's saying. Which, again, is not really the spirit of unity or the changing of the tone, the calming down of the rhetoric that creates the idea that these people want to destroy everything we believe about America and maybe they should be stopped somehow. I mean, it's just, like I said, I don't know if somebody wrote this speech for him. Personal ambition? Like, is that all that was keeping you in the race was personal ambition?
You know, there is a time and a place for long years of experience in public life. There's also a time and a place for new voices, fresh voices, yes, younger voices. And that time and place is now.
Wouldn't that time been last summer? You know, before we went through all of the nominating process and they picked you and then you decided to get forced out? I mean, I don't think he's voluntarily chosen this path, right? I think he's basically been told, you got to get out, Joe. You know, wouldn't the time for the passing the torch to the younger voices have been before, you know, instead of now? Because what's changed? I mean, really, the only thing that's changed is the debate. And the performance and the follow-up and the interviews and the NATO press conference, and right, I mean, that's what's changed, is the widespread, undeniable recognition that you're in decline, sir. And even if we believe in you, and even if we don't, that's undeniable. So, you know, the time to pass the torch is now. I don't, maybe the time to pass the torch was before. But in any case, here we are. And he tells this story about, you know, the Ben Franklin thing, you know, where the woman asks Ben Franklin after he comes out of the convention, you know, what'd you give us, a monarchy or a republic? A republic, ma'am, if you can keep it. And he says,
Franklin's response was, a republic, if you can keep it. A republic, if you can keep it. Whether we keep our republic is now in your hands.
Again, the way I hear this speech is, how dare you destroy the country by supporting that other guy? That's how I hear it. Now, the Democrats often like to talk about how they're civil and toning down the rhetoric and all that, but and it's not inflammatory the way he's said it. But the message is that, right? Am I misunderstanding? I mean, feel free to correct me if you think I'm wrong. 437-1620. I saw on Facebook a friend, actually, somebody. I'm not sure who this is, but I'm friend with a lot of people. I don't know him in real life, and so that's fine. And this person said, I give Biden's address a 10 out of 10. It was a shining example of humility and the heart of a servant and the importance of keeping our republic. So people see things differently. You know, I mean, that's human nature. I am sure there are people that interpreted it that way, and if you did, then feel free to disagree with me. That's fine. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
As Christians, we make much of Jesus' efficacious death through crucifixion, and we make much of his resurrection from the grave, and we should. However, a major moment in the life of Christ that's often overlooked is his ascension. After all, Christ's ascension is his coronation, his exaltation, his enthronement. It signifies mission accomplished and job well done. At his ascension, Jesus is once again seated at the right hand of God the Father, and his enemies become his footstool. On the day that Jesus ascended, two promises were made. Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would come, and indeed he did, powerfully, in Acts chapter 2. Secondly, one of the angels promised that Jesus would return in the same way that he was received up into heaven. The ascension is important because it is a reminder that Jesus is coming again, and as Christians, we say with John the Revelator, "Even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly."
For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Like sports, music, computers, or animals?
So do children who are awaiting adoption.
Families First Network is the connection between children who wait in foster care and families who adopt.
As the trusted partner for adoptions in Northwest Florida, Families First Network connects adoptive families with training and support throughout the entire process.
Begin your journey by signing up for a free Zoom information session at familiesfirstnetwork.org.
That's familiesfirstnetwork.org.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping. Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Christmas in July Marketplace at Women's Club of Pensacola is Saturday, 10 till 2, and Sunday, noon to 4. Shop featuring local crafters, artists, and creators. See visitpensacola.com for more. The Navarre Farmers Market is open every Saturday from 10 till 2 at 87 and Segura Corner. Shop fresh produce, milk, and eggs, baked goods, handcrafter items, and much more. Submit your nonprofit event at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I just want to tell you both, good luck. We're all counting on you.
So getting a couple of comments here on the Biden speech last night. Andrew, you're not wrong. Biden is saying that supporting Donald Trump is ending the republic. And you know who else said that? Donald Trump said, I want to be a dictator. Somebody else says, you're not wrong, but Trump gave the exact same speech, but he was ugly about it. Doesn't show much about being shot, changing you into being a kinder and gentler person. Somebody else says, let's see. People hear what they want to hear. I heard that if you want to save the republic, if you want to save democracy, don't vote Democrat. And then where was the other one? I thought I saw one other one. No, that was it. Oh, somebody said, what about the Supreme Court clip? Yeah, the Supreme Court comment was sort of just weirdly out of the blue.
I'm going to call for Supreme Court reform because this is critical to our democracy, Supreme Court reform.
So in his last 6 months, he's going to try to, what, pack the court, change the number of justices on the court? I'm not quite sure what he's got in mind there, because he did go through the whole Supreme Court Review Commission process, and it produced basically, you know, I mean, they actually had some suggestions I agree with, which, you know, we can get into all that. The whole idea of having 18-year terms or rotating terms or some kind of structure as opposed to the current one where people might be on there for 40 years, and, you know, I would agree with that. I think changes will be made, but they probably have to be made by constitutional amendment. Probably cannot be made by, for example, executive action by the president. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
If you're on Old Palafox and East Oakfield Road, we've got an accident there, but it's off to the side of the road. Not seeing any delays associated with that. Just wanted you to know. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Stuff the bus is going on today for Escambia in Santa Rosa County at Walmart locations, Blue Angel, Mobile Highway, Creighton, Tiger Point, Navarre, Milton. I will be at the one in Pea Ridge, so that'll be later on today. This is basically where you come and you donate supplies to help out their kids as they get back to school. Put together in conjunction with Escambia Public Schools and Santa Rosa County Public Schools and WEAR Cares and Cat Country 98.7 and us and the PNJ. And United Way of West Florida. It's always a big event, and it's, again, Stuff the Bus. That's going on today at all your area Walmarts. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Now, several Northern California families being forced to evacuate. The park fire there apparently has burned 6,500 acres in the last day, and so far is only 3% contained. Evacuation orders out for Butte and Tehama counties there. Cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike promising to do better after their faulty software update shut down the world last Friday. The outage affected Windows systems in multiple industries and grounded airlines. Company CEO George Kurtz has been called to testify before Congress about that outage.
Unless you were running Windows 3.1,
yeah.
As Southwest was on their Palm Pilots or whatever.
If you pulled out your old 386 computer and fired it up, you were good to go.
Who's got a 5.5-inch floppy for me? Or 5.25, right? Who's got a 5.25-inch floppy for me? And all the under 30 said, what's a floppy? You know the picture you click on when it hits save? Anyway, go on, David.
Absolutely. And Elon Musk might have had a bit of a rough go of it yesterday. He lost apparently $16 billion.
Like he left it in his jeans and did the laundry? What do you mean?
Well, apparently shares in Tesla collapsed Wednesday, causing his net worth to plummet from $249 billion to $232 billion. He may have been slightly consoled by the fact he is still the richest man on the planet.
Who can live on just $232 billion?
It'd be rough. I'm telling you.
The struggle is real. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Let's see. We got Bands on the Beach ongoing, of course, every Tuesday at the Gulfside Pavilion out on Pensacola Beach. Next week is going to be Tyler Mack on the 30th, so that'll be a good show. I've got tickets. I deked you a little bit. I said I had tickets, and it turned out I read my material and I did not have tickets. But today I do. Today I do have tickets. This is Disney's Descendants, and it's a story about the children of your famous wicked people in Disney's universe that are all attending a prep school together. I think it sounds like a fantastic premise. Anyway, it's at PLT July 19th through August the 4th. I have a pair of tickets for you to go. Caller number three right now, 437-1620, 437-1620. And yes, you got to call. No, you can't text. Got to call. That's the way the rule works, but you can win and get those tickets. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Mike Wood, the public information officer from the Pensacola Police Department. He's always a good source of information. We'll have him on next after news from Fox and David.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Biden telling the nation why he decided not to run for a second term in an address from the Oval Office. Former President Trump reacting on Fox and Friends.
It was terrible. It was like a terrible speech.
Mr. Trump went on to criticize Vice President Harris.
She's the most radical person probably that we've had in office, let alone the office of the presidency.
There's a new ad from VP Harris, the presumptive Democratic nominee.
In this election, we each face a question. What kind of country do we want to live in?
Well, the VP gives the keynote speech at a teachers' convention later this morning, and just before she takes the stage in Houston, House Republicans vote on a resolution condemning her role as President Biden's so-called border czar at about 10:45 Eastern. The VP will also meet with Israeli Prime Minister later today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It is 78 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies this morning. The Florida Board of Education has now approved a new bylaw allowing high school athletes to profit from endorsement deals.
We have an allegation process where on our website, general public can go on our website and click the allegation form and submit an allegation to our office. Our member schools will be watching. I can promise you that they watch for things that they feel other member schools are doing that are inappropriate.
That from yesterday's Board of Education meeting. There are still some questions remaining on how the rules will be enforced. Education Commissioner Manny Diaz says the FHSAA will be providing schools with instructions on the rule changes, and he also says they won't tolerate any attempts by companies to circumvent that process to take advantage of students. A Pensacola man now in custody, accused of a fatal shooting of his wife and his dog. 51-year-old Timothy Kramer was arrested by police yesterday in Milton and booked into the Santa Rosa County Jail on charges of homicide and animal cruelty. And this comes after the Escambia Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons alert Tuesday night for 47-year-old Rosa Kramer. The Sheriff's Office said Rosa's body was later found in a home on Hillcrest Avenue. The dog was also shot. It died from its injuries at a vet. The ECUA board proposing a rate increase.
Operating expenses are up almost 8%. However, we did a lot of belt tightening and cut expenses in several locations, took on some new initiatives to tighten our belt. Even though the CPI is pushing 3.5% to 4% the last several months, our recommended rate increase for next year is a flat, even 3%.
Executive Director Bruce Woody, and he said the increase would be for water, wastewater, and sanitation. Public hearings will be held next month. That increase will still need final approval from the board at a future meeting. Marco Rubio has a new bill that he says will promote family-centered child care. He's introduced the Respect Parents Child Care Choices Act. Rubio says his bill would support families that raise their kids at home, it would create a voucher system, and it would protect faith-based daycares. He says the bill would give families the flexibility and support they need to make the best decisions for their child care needs. A Bay Minette man has died after a crash involving a pickup truck and a dump truck. That happened in Escambia, Alabama yesterday on Highway 21. State troopers say 58-year-old Troy Graham was fatally injured when his pickup truck crashed head-on into a dump truck about 10 a.m. yesterday morning. Graham was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash, and he died at the scene. And Escambia County EMS has some new ambulances. They've got a new look, too. Four ambulances are now wrapped in a Blue Angels theme.
The county says an employee created the design and it was retrofitted by a company and applied to the new ambulances. County officials say pulling from the Blue Angels for their design showcases what Escambia County is all about. The new ambulances have now been in use for a little over a week. The design was revealed at the Red, White, and Blues weekend. 7:35 now. News Radio Pensacola John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. I'm not seeing any accidents. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly right now. Even Highway 90 is looking good. 98 is also looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a 70% chance of rain. Highs today near 89 degrees, overnight dropping near 75. For Friday, 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 89. Friday night temperatures dropping near 76. Keeping the wet pattern around for your weekend, Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 89. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 78 degrees in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Let's get a look at our financial markets.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. IBM shares rose 5% in extended trading after the company reported second quarter results that surpassed analysts' predictions. Revenue increased 1.9%, and the company, which provides hardware, software, and consulting services, now expects 2024 free cash flow to come in above $12 billion. The company's business for artificial intelligence now stands above $2 billion. Chinese electric car companies are outspending Tesla and traditional fuel-powered cars on research and development as a ratio to sales. Many Chinese automakers already spend at just as much as or more than their global peers on research as a percent of revenue, which is a significant increase from many years ago, according to CNBC. Futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 504, the NASDAQ down 654, and the S&P 500 down 128. Once again, futures are slightly lower. That's Your Money Now.
And your next news at 8 o'clock, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable.
Just in time for the summer season, Piedmore Imports has new Volkswagens being delivered daily with cool savings on their most popular models. Drive the family-sized 2024 Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport with 0.9% APR for 60 months or take $3,500 in customer cash. The mid-sized Tiguan available now with 1.9% APR for 60 months or $2,500 in customer cash. And the sporty Taos crossover with the same 1.9% APR or $2,000 in customer cash. Plus, the four-door Jetta sedan with amazing fuel economy, performance, and style has $2,000 in customer cash or an APR rate of 2.9 for 60 months. This Volkswagen lineup will take you through summer with cooler savings than before at Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Piedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI. See dealer for details.
If you're a firearm enthusiast and you're looking to add performance to your firearm, you need to check out Jim's Firearms. Whether it's for competition, hunting, or home defense, Jim's Firearms has got you covered. Customize your firearm with lights, lasers, optics, sights, grips, or suppressors. Make it uniquely yours. Visit Jim's Firearms at the corner of Blue Angel and Sorrento near the back gate of NAS or find them online at jimsfirearms.net. Jim's Firearms, your one-stop shop for all your firearm needs and your source for specialty firearms.
Thinking about a side hustle? Why not turn your hobby into a home-based business with a home embroidery machine from Daryl's of Pensacola? Daryl's Sewing has many embroidery machines to choose from, and they have single-needle or multi-needle machines, plus plenty of thread and supplies. Financing is available. Daryl's Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com. The folks at Daryl's say, when you buy from us, you get from us. That's sewinginpensacola.com.
News Radio Pensacola.
your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel. Then get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Good morning, 740 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, and he joins us every Thursday at this time. Mike, welcome back, sir. Mike, are you there?
Yes, good morning.
I'm sorry about that. Hey, welcome back to the show, sir. Good to have you. So you had been looking for a missing person, but I think you've found him safe now. Is that right?
We did. Found him safe, so everything's good with that. And, you know, we put missing people out often, and thank goodness we find them very quickly when they're safe and been located. So, we, as always, we appreciate the media's help on getting that information out quickly, like you guys always do for us.
Now, a lot of the people who are, you know, missing are people who have cognitive impairment, elderly, you know, maybe children who have, you know, autism or Down syndrome or some kind of, you know, I mean, that's pretty common, but those are particularly troubling cases precisely because these are people who need supervision and for their own safety, we want to find them, right?
Yeah, exactly. They need medication. They need mental health help. There's all kinds of different reasons why, you know, some people end up just missing. We're not sure why, and others leave on their own accord, but they don't need to be out there alone, especially the ones that are in need of medications.
And one of the things, you know, whenever there's missing persons, I just feel like this is a message I want to scream to the rooftops because Hollywood has done such a disservice to the country in lying about this for so long. The amount of time you should wait when a loved one is missing before you call the police is how long?
Call us right now. Don't waste any time. The 24 hours you see on television a lot is simply a myth. We need you to call us now. Go ahead and get us en route. And then if you find the person, especially a child that you just saw a few moments ago in the house and now you can't find him or her, go on and get us en route. And then we'll help you search the house. And then outside the home, we'll start, you know, we'll start close and then we'll work our way out. But you can always cancel us. But minutes matter, seconds, precious seconds matter when we're talking, especially when we're talking about a small child.
Absolutely. And I just, every time it makes me cringe, every time I see that come up on a TV show and I think how many people have internalized that absolute lie and how many people have been harmed because people have internalized that absolute lie. I know y'all don't like the Q word, but it has been relatively uneventful this week in copping, you know, police work in Pensacola. Is that right? I mean, you're always doing stuff. Like Tommy Leiter said on Tuesday, you're always doing stuff. Just, you know, nothing quite percolates the level of stuff we normally talk about, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're constantly answering calls. There's never a, you know, a long period of time where we're not doing anything where the CAD screen is completely blank. There are those times, but. The past few weeks, I don't like to use the Q word. I like to use the phrase or word uneventful, and that's what we have so far. We have a pretty good streak going right now where there's not a lot to talk about crime-wise on the radio in the city of Pensacola.
Great. I mean, as a citizen, I think that's great news. I will say, you know, just one thing. I learned this from riding along, and I've only ever done two ride-alongs. I need to do it again, and I need to get with some other agencies just for some variety's sake, but police work is, my perspective, you tell me if I'm wrong, often, and you guys are 12s, right? 12-hour shifts?
Yes.
Okay, so you got a 12-hour shift, and it's 11 hours of routine, monotony, boredom, you know, like kind of doing what you're doing, but there's not a lot happening. And then it's, in any given shift, it's maybe a half hour to an hour of, oh, act now kind of stuff. I mean, is that kind of right?
Yeah, that's pretty much right. You know, we've got in between, we've got minor traffic crashes and and reports that are being taken and things like that. But it can go from 0 to 100 in just a matter of seconds. And The officers out there kind of get used to that. They expect that. But when we have that long lull, it's something that's certainly welcome.
It was kind of surprising to me because my picture was action, action, action. And I'm like, well, this is slow. But then you don't know when it's going to be fast. And when it's fast, you need to be ready for it to be fast right now. We always like to finish off with a cop myth or a did you know. Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
Yeah, and we were talking about Hollywood just a few minutes ago and the silly things that you see on TV, and this is another one, and I saw it, the cop shows in the 80s and 90s, I was a kid, I watched them, a lot of people watch them. I really, as an officer now, 36 years, really can't stand cop shows, but just about every one of them, when they get a hot call, you see the cruiser spin around in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
They turn on the lights and the siren, and they hit the accelerator so much that both of the back tires are spinning and smoking. We don't do that. And
have some fun.
I know that's disappointing, but in all my years, I've never, ever seen a police car do that. And when we get to the scene, Andrew, we don't slide sideways into the scene, all three or four of us at one time. Now, I've never seen that either. I've never seen the officer jump across the hood in order to get in his car faster. Just never seen that kind of thing.
You just completely ruined Starsky and Hutch for me forever, by the way. You know that, right?
Yeah, I've never seen any of our investigators do that either.
And you're not driving with one hand on the steering wheel and the other hand on your service weapon out the window shooting at the car in front of you? You don't do that?
No, we don't, and I'm sorry to disappoint.
Well, yeah. I mean, surely you're not implying that Hollywood lies.
I would never imply that anybody lies, Andrew. I'm not going to – that's not for me to say, but – I can just tell you the fact, and that's something I've never, ever seen.
I see.
Now,
so
here's a piece. This is something that happens when we don't have a whole lot of crime to talk about.
Yeah.
But it goes back on to what we were just talking about the tire smoking. And this comes from a racing background, and I want to clear something up for just a minute. When you see a car doing a burnout or the back tire smoking, they're not actually smoking, which begs the question, and why do they smoke white, but if you set fire – to a tire, it's black smoke. What's the difference? And I'm here to answer that question for you.
Go on. So, I'm on the edge of my. I'm actually standing. It's not true, but I'm waiting eagerly.
Yeah. The answer is quite simple. When you're doing a burnout or smoking, quote smoking the tires, when you get the tire spinning, friction between the tire and the pavement superheats the rubber to as much as 400 degrees. Now, this is coming from a racing background. This is how I know this kind of thing. Though this depends on the length of the burnout. This melts the rubber tread, vaporizing the chemicals and oil within it, sending these molecules into the air. So the vaporized molecules then cool and quickly condense in the air, becoming visible smoke when it's actually mostly more of a steam type situation. So tire smoke isn't really smoke at all. It's just billions and billions of vaporized molecules from the tire's rubber, oil, and chemical makeup.
All right. So at the next race, vaporize a couple billion molecules for me, okay?
That's it. That's useless information of the day, but it is quite true.
Mike Wood, he is a public information officer and a fountain of other kinds of knowledge as well. Mike Wood with the Pensacola Police Department. Thank you so much for the time, as always, and keeping us safe, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
747 News Radio Pensacola. John's got traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on Davis heading down toward Olive Road and University Parkway turning into Olive Road, that's southbound, you're going to see some major delays. We've got major traffic there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, if you need to sell a home or maybe you're just thinking about it, there's so many things in life you just kind of think about. And what happens is you kind of think about it, you get a little bit of like not having information, and then sort of the anxiety over how much work something is going to be, the fear of getting it wrong, and the lack of information kind of combined in action, right? You ever wonder why you procrastinate stuff? I mean, that's generally why. Or maybe you're just good at procrastinating, like me. But otherwise, you do it because of all those factors. Well, here's what you do. Take one little step. Okay, take one little step. Call Christina Leavenworth and say, okay, look, I'm probably not going to sell my house. But Andrew keeps talking about you, and I'm getting sick of it. And he says we should talk. So can we meet and we'll talk about whether we want to sell our house, and she'll meet with you, and then you can make a decision. You can get good information, get over that kind of hurdle of ignorance a little bit and just decide what you want to do. And I'm just telling you, she sold 175 homes last year. It's pretty good. So she knows what she's talking about, and she can help you decide whether now is the right time or not. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
When the open road or off-road calls, the 2024 Subaru Forester answers. Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The impressive off-road capability of the Forester Wilderness starts with its dependable symmetrical all-wheel drive. It optimizes power distribution between the wheels to deliver maximum traction on challenging trails or in slippery weather conditions. Pair that with 9.2 inches of ground clearance and standard Yokohama Geolander AT all-terrain tires, and you'll feel free to explore even farther down the trail. Plus, the Forester Wilderness comes with a full-size spare, a rare sight these days. The Forester Wilderness makes it easy to load up for adventure with an extra-wide rear gate opening and 60-40 split fold-down rear seat. And its interior protective material stands up to wear and tear from all that gear, passengers, and pets. The Forester Wilderness is built for your boldest adventures. Find yours at Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech, Climatech.
Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, where you can meet up and wine all you want. At Costello's, they have all your summertime barbecue needs ready for pickup, from Wagyu tomahawks, Wagyu chuck steaks, to quarter pound colossal Wagyu hot dogs, brisket, pork butts, and so much more. And at Costello's, you will find all the best boar's head sandwich meats and cheeses, plus everything ready for charcuterie boards to chicken salad, and of course the best dessert pies, all at Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli. Fine wine and cheeses. Find them today at the corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive in Pensacola.
I'm Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. With 1,600 acres of land, the University of West Florida is the third largest campus in the state university system. With this amount of space comes a wealth of resources for students, staff, and community members to enjoy the natural spaces our campus has to offer. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we discuss new nature-based experiences on the UWF campus and the ways we are connecting our community to our natural area. That's today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
That woman deserves her revenge. And we deserve to die.
Feel myself involuntarily reaching for my leg warmers as we speak. 7:53 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, Cher is coming out with a two-part memoir. She'll be releasing Cher, the memoir part one, November 19th. HarperCollins Publishers says the books find Cher revealing her true story in intimate detail. The U.S. House of Representatives setting up a bipartisan task force to investigate the Trump assassination attempt. House Speaker Mike Johnson and Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries said this week that the task force will move quickly to find the facts, ensure accountability, and make certain that such failures never happen again. And as you've been covering this morning, President Biden says it's time to pass the torch to a new generation. He gave his televised address yesterday and said it's time for a fresh and younger voice.
I would have paid a good $5 to see him actually light up a torch and hand it over to Kamala Harris like Olympic style. That would have been great.
That would have been good. Now, you see, now I can't get that one out of my head. That's great.
And all the fire suppression system in the Oval Office goes off. The Secret Service come running in. You know, could have been all kinds of fun. See all the ways they don't do the fun stuff on video.
Now, do you think the address was actually live yesterday or pre-recorded?
Well, the little thing said live, so why? Who would believe something other? How could it be other, David? The White House would never mislead us.
That's right. How could anything. It?
I mean, they certainly wouldn't try to conceal the declining mental capacity of the president for a year or two or three. I mean,
never.
What makes you even ask these questions?
That would not happen.
Why are you so suspicious?
My tinfoil hat's a little too tight. I'm going to loosen it up here.
You need to get the adjustable one, not the fitted one. David, thanks so much for the update. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
If you're headed on Johnson Avenue towards Scenic Highway, we've got a vehicle crash with injuries and 4228 Johnson Avenue eastbound, so that's heading towards Scenic Highway. The crash is off to the side of the road, but emergency vehicles are on their way to that one. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
What I told the people at the Santa Rosa County Candidates Forum that I did last two nights in a row, by the way, is do the forum, drive home, stay up, prep the show, get up, do the show, take a nap, whatever. I told them last night, I'm like, I've had 3 hours of sleep since we talked yesterday. If I'm loopy, that's why. Well, you know, now it's been four. So, when all these health reports come out and they're like, you know, lack of sleep is the silent plague that's affecting people, and lack of sleep is, producing all of these various effects, is creating the brain plaque and dementia and all this stuff. And what I think is, it better not be true, because if it is, I am toast. 437-1620 Boeing. It's not a bad story. Okay. I know you. You know, you tend to, what now? No, this is not that. Boeing makes the F-15EX. Okay, the F-15 is the Eagle, Strike Eagle. It's the Iron Eagle. You don't see them flying around here very much because we're a Navy town, but you would see them at your airports, and they probably have some station in Eglin anyway where they do testing. The EX is kind of like instead of replacing it with the F-35, we made the EX. It's kind of like that next generation of the same plane, basically. Well, now Boeing is looking into the possibility of putting a drone operator in the back seat. So, you know, the goose position, or what you might, you know, if you know the terms of WISO, the CISO, the NFO, the goose, okay, in your Top Gun scenario. Instead of the back seater being a true back seater, what they're looking at is the prospect of having the front seater handle all the flight operations and weapons and all that, and then having the back seater basically fly the drone fleet that accompanies the fighter. Or at least fly a drone that accompanies the fighter. See, and we've talked about this before, that I think the future of military aviation is absolutely going to involve drones, right? The real question at this point is, you know, to what degree humans in cockpits will continue to be a part of that future. Everybody I've ever asked about this is always adamant that they will, and certainly I hope so for a variety of reasons. But that we are going to expand numerically the number of, you know, shiny, fast objects in the air by, you'll fly your F-18 or your F-35 or your F-22 or your F-15, and you'll have along with you 1, 2, 20, 50, 100 other platforms that are doing their thing. And so anyway, this is one of the things they're looking at, is putting the backseater in charge, you know, customizing the backseat function specifically for being some kind of a drone operator, which I thought that was kind of a, you know, interesting note, sort of makes sense. Mattel has introduced a couple of new, what do they call these, Barbieistas or something like that? They started this thing a couple years ago where they were introducing sort of like Barbies to represent everybody. Fashionistas, they call it. Vertiglio was a doll with no hair. They had a doll with darker skin tone. They had a doll with a gold prosthetic limb. Last year, they partnered with the National Down Syndrome Society, releasing the first ever Barbie doll with Down Syndrome. Her eyes are a little bit different. Now, They are introducing another Barbie with Down syndrome, having this doll launch alongside the new Barbie doll with blindness. I think the new Barbie doll with Down syndrome is black, where the previous one had been white. Barbie with blindness. She's got a cane. She's, you know, and they worked really hard to kind of create eyes for the Barbie that are sort of similar to what blind people's eyes look like. I just say genuinely, the child who is blind is playing with the blind Barbie may not see that, of course, but they've made things like the clothing is more easier to function for somebody who's got sight disability, so that the little girl who's playing with the Barbie doll and has sight disability can actually interact with the Barbie in an easier way because it's made for her.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.